In this bulletin, calls for an education campaign after a racialised verbal attack against an Aboriginal artist. The federal government's new policy document on Indigenous education welcomed by the National Peak Body for Indigenous Children and Families. And new guidelines released on reducing the health risks of alcohol consumption. This is NITV Radio News. I'm Biwa Kwan. Aboriginal artist Robbie Wirramanda says he hopes there is an education campaign to prevent the type of racialised verbal attack he was subjected to. Rob Vigors has been fired as manager of two McDonald's restaurants in Victoria after a video was posted online of him launching a racialised verbal tirade against Warri Wirramanda. Mr. Vigors had entered Mr. Wirramanda's Mildura property where he criticised his light skin and accused him of making a mockery of true Aboriginals. Mr. Wirramanda told NITV Radio News the behaviour he's experienced is unacceptable.
You know, sudden realisation hits where you think, wow, I'm actually sort of numb to this now. But then that feeling kicks in. It's like, it is really sad because we've just become accustomed to this type of behaviour. It does my head in. And I really see the need for education across regional Australia.
The National Peak Body for Indigenous Children and Families has welcomed the federal government's new policy document on Indigenous education, but has urged ministers to provide meaningful resource commitment. The Alice Springs Declaration says Indigenous students will be a top education priority. The announcement follows international test results, which showed Indigenous students rank with countries such as Kazakhstan and Azerbaijan. Richard Weston, the chief executive of the group SNAKE, says resources should be allocated to universal access to high-quality early education for all 3- and 4-year-olds. Australians are being urged to give feedback to the new guidelines on reducing the health risk of alcohol consumption. The National Health and Medical Research Council has released the guidelines which recommend no more than 10 standard drinks per week and no more than 4 per day. It's recommended those younger than 18 don't drink at all and that women who are pregnant or planning to have a baby avoid alcohol altogether. Curtin University Professor Tanya Chikritz says although the revised guidelines do reflect developments in France and Britain, it considers the specific drinking patterns of Australians.
Australians have... We're in the top 20, say, of levels of per capita consumption. We are a nation that does tend to drink too much on single occasions, and that's not good for our health.
Federal Treasurer Josh Frydenberg has reduced the forecast budget surplus to $5 billion as part of his mid-financial year update. The government has also revealed wage growth forecasts have diminished, and the downgrade is because of the weakened global economy. But Treasurer Frydenberg says the Australian economy is continuing to grow and next year's prospects are looking strong.
Growth is being driven by a number of factors including public final demand, household consumption, exports and business investment. Public final demand, which covers consumption and investment, including the NDIS and transport infrastructure spending, is forecast to grow 4.75% this year, which is up from budget, and mining investment is forecast to grow for the first time in 7 years.
Medical groups are calling on the Prime Minister and New South Wales Premier to take action to reduce high levels of air pollution caused by bushfire smoke, calling the situation a public health emergency. 22 organisations, including the Royal Australasian College of Physicians and the Australasian College of Emergency Medicine, have signed a joint statement calling for action on climate change to protect people's health. The signatories say air pollution is linked to outcomes including premature births, underweight babies, asthma, heart disease, stroke and lung cancer. The European Union has agreed to a climate neutrality target by 2050 after hours of negotiation with Eastern European states. The recent UN climate summit in Madrid achieved only a modest declaration rather than a strong call for action against global warming. Meanwhile, at the EU summit, Poland didn't commit, with its leader declaring the country would reach climate neutrality at its own pace. European Council President Charles Michel says he wants Europe to be the first climate-neutral continent.
We took this decision with respect for many concerns of different countries, because we know that it is important to take into consideration the different national circumstances and also different starting points. We think also that it is important to show all the possible efforts in order to take into consideration the social consequences.
Authorities are concerned dozens of buildings have been damaged in a large bushfire burning northwest of Sydney. The Gospers Mountain fire has destroyed close to 400,000 hectares and remains at a Watch and Act alert level. The blaze stretches from Lithgow in the west through to the Hawkesbury and the Central Coast in the east. New South Wales Royal Fire Commissioner Shane Fitzsimmons has told the Nine Network that crews have been working hard to protect vulnerable communities.
The drought is having an absolutely profound effect on the vegetation and its flammability. We are seeing fire burn effectively unimpeded under windy conditions through recent hazard reduction burnt out areas where we're hopeful for some moderation in fire behaviour and a slowing of fire.
People in New Zealand are gathering to pay tribute to the victims of a deadly volcanic eruption on White Island. The death toll currently stands at 16, with 11 of those victims Australians. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern is leading a minute's silence to mark exactly 1 week since the volcano erupted. Australia's Foreign Minister Maurice Payne is spending time in New Zealand this week to thank emergency services for their response. A Tamil asylum seeker family facing deportation will remain in detention on Christmas Island for another 2 months ahead of a federal court trial. Priyan Adairs and their two Australian-born daughters have been held on the island since August while they fight their deportation to Sri Lanka. A two-day federal court hearing has been set down for mid to late February, with the family, who was settled at Bilawila in regional Queensland, set to remain in detention on Christmas Island until the case is finalised. The case will likely be heard during the weeks beginning the 17th or 24th of February, but the precise timing has not been finalised. A study of more than 1,000 refugees and people seeking asylum has found those living with insecure visas experience higher depressive symptoms. The University of New South Wales research shows prolonged uncertainty related to visas is more likely to lead to negative mental health outcomes. Refugees with insecure visas reported significantly greater post-traumatic stress disorder and had thoughts they were better off dead. The refugees surveyed included those from Arabic, Farsi, Tamil and English-speaking backgrounds. If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. And to sport in football, China State Broadcaster dropped a Manchester City Arsenal game from its schedule after a player made comments criticising China's treatment of Muslim Uyghurs. Arsenal footballer Mesut Ozil denounced China and complained about Muslims having to stay quiet, leading to the decision not to broadcast the game. Ozil's remarks again raised concern about the detention of more than 1 million Uyghurs and other minorities in so-called re-education camps in China. But Beijing lawyer Chen Wangshu has suggested Ozil should stick to sport and keep his political views to himself.
I think he is very wrong. As a sportsman, his most important responsibility is to do his job well or to play good football. He left the German national team because of his meeting with Turkish President Erdogan. I think he should be responsible for his career and refrain from making any comment, raising and inciting anger in other nations.
And now a look at the weather. In Perth, sunny 35, Adelaide much the same 34, Melbourne becoming sunny 22, Hobart partly cloudy 21, Canberra mostly sunny smoke haze 32, Wollongong partly cloudy 21, Sydney similar conditions 24, Newcastle smoke haze easing 25, Brisbane very hot and mostly sunny 38, Cairns partly cloudy 33, and Darwin possible shower or storm 36. This is NITV Radio News.